Happy Thursday, everybody. Now, whether you're either driving to work on this Thursday morning, because my podcast does come on early, or if you are at night driving home from work, we are all thinking the same thing. Can it just be Friday? Guys, I can't take this anymore. I am exhausted. I need it to be the weekend. It has to, like, this weekend has to come a little quicker. It's gotta. I can't. Oh my gosh. I'm a little wired up, as you could tell. And, you know, I have a great excuse for it. So, the company, I don't have the company. Anyway, so a creamer company always has, like, these cool flavors, right? And recently they came out with a new flavor for, like, the Easter kind of, the Easter celebration? The Easter holiday, or the whatever holiday. And so we all know the Peeps, okay? Peeps are great for many people, and there's a lot of people that hate them. Well, this company, it's probably like Cafe, oh my god, shit. Guys, this is bad. Peeps, hold on, I'm looking this up so I could just say it. Anyway, I'm drinking it today, guys. It's called the Peeps Creamer. And, oh, here we go, International Delights. Yes, okay, so International Delights has come out with a new flavor of creamer, and creamer for the coffee, and their flavor is Peeps. I'm, like, obsessed with it, so I'm drinking it now. It has, so let me go through it with you. Let me drink it. Okay, so it has, like, a very nice flavor. It's not like a normal creamer, but it's not so sugary as you would think for a Peep. So, Peeps are very sugary, very, like, it is very sugary, a Peep. So, like, when I get the nice little pack of it, it takes me, like, a while to eat it, because I don't really like, sweet things. Like, I don't like when things are so sweet, and that's how Peeps are, but this is not like that. This is, like, you know what, it's almost like you could taste marshmallows, but it's not even that sweet. Like, it's not even that sweet. It's crazy. So this is an awesome flavor. I was hesitant of getting it, and then my mom got it for me, and I said, thank God I didn't feel like spending $3. So, especially if I didn't like it, but it's great. So I rate it definitely a 10 out of 10 for its flavor. For, oh, and then, like, when you pour it out, it's, like, kind of yellow. It's, like, it's almost like white. It's almost white. So I guess it's pearl. I don't know. Who knows? But it's very good. I'm so happy with it. I can't wait to drink this on Easter morning or whatever. Good Friday morning. And yeah. So yeah, I love it though. I definitely recommend it for everyone. And International Delights really does have great flavors. What's the one flavor that they came out with? They had one flavor that they came out with. Oreo. Oh my god. They had Oreo, guys. That was good too. You know what? I think I'm going to start rating the creamers that I buy. I'm going to start rating them in the International Delight flavors, because those are the mother effing S. They are amazing and I love them. So, definitely recommend it for everyone. Yesterday was Ash Wednesday, and in the Catholic religion, you have to give up, I guess, one thing for 40 days, I think. I don't know. I went to Catholic school, and I'm, like, over here, like, saying, I don't know. Something like that. You need to give up something, and I haven't given up anything. I don't know. Like, what do I give up? I might just say it now, I guess. I think I'm going to just... I don't know. Like, do we have to give up something? Can I go to confession and talk to Jesus? Because this is, like... It's a little intense. Like, I don't feel like I have to take away something, you know? But... Yeah, this is intense. I mean, you know what? Plus, I was raised Christian and Catholic, so it's kind of, it's a mix, and it was very confusing to me as a kid. I mean, it's all the same at the end, but it's, like, different types of things that they do are, like, different than one another. So, I mean, do I get a pass for that if I'm, like, both? I'm gonna talk to someone about that because I gotta, like, I have to eat, I have to, not drink, I'm not, like, an alcoholic, you know, I have to live, and, oh my gosh, I know what I'm gonna go without. I'm gonna go without doing anything for the next 40 days. Yes, I knew it! I knew I could find something. That's what I'm gonna do. Because honestly, this is all just too much. But yeah, if you guys have something that you guys are giving up, definitely tweet me about it at @social_blend. Oh my gosh, is it? I don't even know my own Twitter. @socialblendpod_. That's what it is. And you'll find it. It'll come up. Don't worry. But yeah, oh, it's been a mess. Let me get some more of this. Oh my gosh, I'm dying over here. So we have so much to talk about, guys. We really do. I feel like I want a topic. Like, once it's like, okay, now it's time for topics. I want a song to be it. Like, maybe, you know, I don't know, something. I have to look for a song to put, like, and now it's ready for topics. Or, like, now. Oh, wait. Okay, here we go. This is so stupid. All right, now for some topics. And then it's like, boom, 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 boom. Oh my god, this is a mess. All right, let's just bounce right into it. Gayle King. Gayle King did a interview with R. Kelly. And listen, guys, that was messy. Messy, to say the least. There's a picture going around of R. Kelly lifting his hand up to Gayle King, and Gayle King's just like, I don't have time for this, so sit your ass down. And I was on the floor laughing. And I want to get a video for you guys. Maybe I could get it through here. But anyway, he's just like, you know, everyone's laughing because they're like, we know what you're doing. So, like, we know you did it. There's proof. But whatever, he's like trying to make, like, that he didn't do it and he's innocent and blah, blah, blah. So... You know, it's so much evidence not to believe this and not to say, like, oh, he's, you know, he's right. He didn't do anything. There's just too much. There's way too much evidence to even think of that. He also went for over... Wait. Oh, my, what? Oh, he was taken into custody for overpaid child support. That's also what he was, you know, hanging out to do, too. But... Yeah, I mean, listen, my heart goes out to all the victims in this. It's such, like, when is this gonna end? Like, why can't we just live a normal life? Why do we need these freaking crazy people coming after us? Like, what is this? Like, can we live? Can we, like, have a nice life without people fucking it up? It's, like, too much. Like, I can't take it. But also, he's, like, going after Gaga. He's, like, she's, like, intelligent because she would do that to me. Like, take the song off of iTunes, which was, like, okay. And it was just funny to me. I'm just like, okay. I'm like, you know you were with underage girls, right? And you're worried about a song. I don't understand this. That's how you know he did it, because that's the normal to him. To him in his head, that's normal. And that's sick shit. That's some sick motherfucking shit. So no more about that. I'm not even gonna show you a clip because I don't even have time for those. It's like too much. Like, it's just, I can't even handle this anymore. Like, you don't know what this does to me. Like, I can't. Next, we have Taylor Swift. She was on the cover of Elle magazine. She was talking about how she went through depression years ago when everyone started calling her a snake. And that was like with the whole Kanye thing. And if you don't know about it, that's when, Kanye had a naked replica of her. Like, what are they called? A mannequin. A naked mannequin of her. But she said, like, yeah, like, definitely, that's so cool. And they got her on recording. Like, they filmed it of her saying, like, that's awesome. That's gonna be so cool. Anyway, she was denying it, that she never said yes to it. And once that video came out, everyone was like, oh, she's a snake. Like, she's a lying bitch. So everyone, like, was posting under her Instagram that she was doing that. So, or like the snake, whatever. She was like, that she was like a snake because she lied. So now she was saying that she went through depression. And I could definitely see why, because there was a lot of hate towards her around that time. And I was like, oh, this is too much. Like, Taylor Swift is so, like, she's not like that. Like, in the gossip, like, she's not like, ooh, look at the, like, the public just creates that gossip. But this, it was like she was in it. So, I definitely understood why. That was like a really bad time. And because I remember that shit, I was like, oh my gosh, like, these people are ruthless. But I mean, she's better now. And, I could definitely see why she was like that. Like, try being called a snake every second of the day. Okay, next we have some unsettling news. We have Jeopardy host Alec Trebek. He announced that he has been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. I think that's like bad. I think four is like severe. So, we're thinking about him and the family here at Social Blend Podcast, and we hope he has a, all it's like it's luck and prayers, like, and enjoying your life, So, but okay, hold on. I have people singing outside. All right, who's singing on my podcast? Someone's singing for my podcast? I'm doing my podcast right now. I have people singing right now. I will survive. This is a mess. Oh my God, I don't have time for this. Okay, next we have the Maleficent sequel. So the first poster was revealed for Disney, and I will admit I did not even see the first one, but I really, really wanted to, so I might watch it tonight if I could find it, maybe like on demand or something. Because I totally forgot about this movie until the poster came out. So, I'm definitely gonna see that one in theaters after I see the first one. But, what else? What else is going on in the news? Oh, I do know what's going on in the news today. In the news, we have the amazing, the unstoppable Lady Gaga. This doesn't happen for every artist. She had this week on the Billboard Hot 100 a number one single with Shallow, and on the Billboard Top 200, which is albums, their album A Star Is Born hit number one. That doesn't happen for a lot of people. So that is amazing. And I congratulate her. This is her fourth number one. She hasn't had one in 8 years. So this was great. And all of you haters on Twitter that were saying like, oh, well, she hasn't had number one in a while. Well, here is your number one. What am I saying? Single. Here's your number one single. Okay. I'm like, no one's got time for this. So that's great. That doesn't happen for a lot of people. Or was that thing that Mariah said? And back to the Billboard Hot 100. Wait, I have to. I have to do this because she was hilarious. This was on Idol. Oh, American Idol also came back on, but okay. Shading Nicki Minaj. Here, Mariah Shade Nicki Minaj. This was beautiful. All right, I'm just going to play this and then we'll go back to our story. Oh, shoot. They have a. See, I don't pay for that.
Okay, I heard you were doing this song, and I said, wait. Interesting choice, because Rihanna, and then those songs that have, so people feel like it's of the original, get into a sense, and you lost in the moment. 2014,000 visual Angie, lost in the moment of playing, and that's okay. Why I cannot wait till we get to do 2014,000 songs. Oh.
So Nicki and Mariah hate each other, but this is it.
Billboard Hot 100 number one song, which you just performed, which is difficult to get. Not everybody has that.
Stop! This is the funniest shit ever. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. And back to the Billboard Hot 100. Not a lot of people could get that. Oh my god. That is, you know, Mariah, I never really like was into her like that, and like after she was doing all the shade, like I was like, holy shit, like she is there, she is that B, like she is great. And oh my god. All right, so back to our thing. What else guys, I don't know what else to talk about. Oh, okay, so Gaga was on the Jimmy Kimmel Live, so let's talk a little more about her then. She was on Jimmy Kimmel Live, like, a week ago. I think it was literally Friday. Or no, it was Monday. Last Monday she was there. And, anyway, so she was on it, and Jimmy Kimmel kind of was like, I'm gonna go there. And everyone was like, holy shit, I can't believe you're gonna go there. Like, and he went there. Like, this is what he said. Here we go.
It was like, I mean, you know, we were watching it at home. We're like, oh my, what's going on between these two? And did you feel like, I know it caused this big controversy because it was such an emote. You had such a connection with Bradley that instantly, and I guess this is a compliment, people started saying like, oh, they must be in love.
First of all, like social media, quite frankly, is the toilet of the internet.
Yes, it is.
How dare she?
And what it has done to pop culture is just like abysmal. And yes, people saw love, and guess what? That's what we wanted you to see.
Yes.
You know, I mean, this is a love song, Shallow. The movie A Star Is Born. It's a love story. We worked so hard. We worked all week on that performance. Bradley, who, and, you know, I like never relinquish control about a live stage performance. I mean, I've done a million of them. But, you know, he directed this film.
Right.
And he directed all of, you know, obviously.
All right. Anyway, so at the end of the day, homegirl Gaga literally played our asses. These mofos played our asses. And they had us believe in one thing, and it wasn't at all like that. And, like, honestly, Bradley and his girlfriend are actually, like, they look really good together. But, I mean, I would have liked Gaga and Bradley together if that ever, like, were to happen. But he has a girlfriend, and, you know, Gaga was just recently, how do you say it? What is it, fiance-less? I guess broke her engagement. Yeah, that's the word. That's the term. And So, yeah, like, I'm not about, like, homewreckers, you know? I'm not, like, homewrecking up in this bitch. Like, oh, yeah, they have to be together. Take her, take him away from the girlfriend. Like, no, 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 no. We can't be like that. So, you know, like I said, we got played up in here, though. These people played us. But that's good. I'm kind of happy, like, they could. Because I was telling everyone, like, I'm telling you, they're just, you know, they act like siblings. Like, they love each other. Okay. This might be the last thing I'm talking about today. Danielle Staub, which is on The Real Housewives of New Jersey, she recently got engaged to this man named, like, I don't know. Anyway, he's, some rich France man. So, anyway, the day after she got engaged to him, reports came out that she dumped him. And the engagement is over. And everything is just done. Now, yesterday, the engagement is suddenly back on and she recorded her kissing him. And she's like, do you like that? I'm like, ew. Do we like that? We don't want this. Like, just get the fuck off our screen. And, yeah, so she's a wreck. She shouldn't even be on TV. She is just trying too hard. And I don't understand this. How she's able to get a spot, even as a friend. I knew not, like, as a member of the show, but a friend. This is crazy. So, yeah, it's, you know, I hope she's not back next season. Talking about next season, the reunion ended last night. It was a fiery reunion. Like, this is a crazy, like, when I tell you crazy, like, this was really one of those top reunions. Like, it was good. But I'm over Jackie. I want her off of the show. So next season, she better not be on. I better not see Danielle. And we need at least one black housewife in New Jersey. Because we are so diverse here in this, I almost called it country. We are so diverse here in the state that we need, like, a mix. Like, we, like, I don't understand this. Like, how, like, why are all these white bitches, like, Orange County? Like, they're all just, like, these blonde hair bitches on the show. Like, that is, I guess, Orange County. I don't know. But New Jersey, I know New Jersey. And we are not like that. We are very diverse. And, you know, yes, like, Italian. But no, like, there's, you know, there's so much more to here. So, we need that girl Jackie out. We need, you know, everyone else in except for Danielle. But anyway, so, yeah, that season was really good. What else? Beverly Hills is on, too. It's starting to get better. I was saying how it's not good at all. I don't like this season, but it's actually getting better. You know, I just don't like talking about dogs, and it's just, it's a very touchy subject with me. Like, I will rip someone's head off, but, you know, I guess it's kind of dying down, I guess, but it seems like it's going to be this whole season. But at least, like, the dog didn't get hurt, nothing happened to the dog, they have the dog again, blah, 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 whatever. So, what else? Oh, last night was also the premiere of New York 2. So, what else do we have? We have shows on Netflix, we have all that, blah, 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 blah. I don't know when I'm gonna say that to you, maybe next week I'll talk more about it. But, I wanna thank everyone for watching, and I don't know, was this a fast episode or what? I feel like it's already over, but have a great weekend. We need Friday. We need Friday. One more day until Friday. You got this. Work out. Be good. Summer bodies are on their way. We have to get motivated, guys. This is not going to just happen out of the blue. Have a good weekend. Okay. Who am I? A fitness coach? What is this? Wow. I'm going to go eat a fucking bag of chips. And I'm talking about working out. All right. Goodbye.